Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm glad to have another opportunity to bring some lessons to you for this week. We're thankful for the opportunities that this radio program gives us to share the Word of God with you. And we hope that we might say some things throughout the course of this week that would be encouraging to you and would help you in your daily walk with God. This week, what I want to do is share some thoughts with you from an account in the Bible that we don't talk about or study a lot, or at least I haven't noticed that we do. It is an account that means a lot to me. It was one of those situations, maybe you've had that before, but a number of years ago, sitting in a Bible class, we covered this as we were working through the Bible, and I'm sure I had read it before, but it is one of those things that either I had just forgotten or for some reason it hadn't stood out to me before our teacher really made a point of emphasis on it. And since that time, I have thought about it a lot, and I hope that in sharing it with you today and using it as our base throughout the week, that it can be helpful and encouraging to you as well. And so I'm actually going to the Old Testament in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 35 to talk about a group of people that we don't really hear much about in Scripture, but that group of people is called the Rechabites. And I want to kind of read to you a couple different places in Jeremiah 35 as we think about the example that we can learn from these great people. God tells Jeremiah to go to these people. He says in verse 2, go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers. And the God told Jeremiah to give them wine to drink. And so the scriptures tell us that Jeremiah does exactly that. But as we skip down just a little bit into verse 6, when he set the wine down before them, the Rechabites answered him and said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these. But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners. And then verse 8, I love verse 8, it says, thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he charged us to do. And so that, as we were talking about it that day, and as I've thought about it in time since then, what a wonderful example of obedience. As best we can tell, from the time that would have been commanded them until the time that Jeremiah set the wine down before them as God has commanded, it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 250 years. So I want you to think about that for a moment. One time, they were given a command to to no longer do something. And to the best we can tell in reading this from scriptures, they'd follow that exactly right for about 250 years. And here we are, hearing things, perhaps on a Sunday morning, in a lesson or in our Bible class, and yet we fail to do those things even by Sunday afternoon. So as we skip just ahead a little bit in the book of Jeremiah, staying in chapter 35, you can see exactly what God is trying to do here and the point that he's trying to make. As we skip down to around verse 13, God says, will you not receive instruction to obey my words? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For to this day they drink none, and obey their father's command. But although I have spoken to you rising early and speaking, you did not obey me. So he goes on to make that point for the next couple of verses. What he's trying to tell the people through Jeremiah is really give that example and that reference of these people heard it, they follow it, they obey it, and then day and night and continually I speak to you, you hear my words, and yet you still do not keep them. And we can see how troubling that is to the Lord and how upsetting that is to him. And so what we want to do for the rest of the week is use this beautiful and wonderful example of obedience of these people that we don't often study about and think about them in terms of how obedient are we to the Word of God, and do we follow their example, or are we like so many others in the world and fail to do that. So we hope you'll join us. We hope you'll tune in each day as we seek to do this. We hope you have a great day, and may God bless you.